Everyone has been waiting for this moment. And coming to you from Riverside, California, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. Podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is the Daily Show, where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. This is Prophecy Friday, and our reading will be Revelation 7 through 11. I'm calling today's episode The 30-Minute Silence. The show notes page for today is at lifespringmedia.com/S12E345, should you care to make a comment. And my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Let's begin. Revelation chapter 7. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, so that no wind would blow on the earth or on the sea or on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the seal of the living God. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the bondservants of our God on their foreheads. And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. From the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could count, from every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands. And they cry out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne, and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, These who are clothed in the white robes, who are they and where have they come from? And I said to him, My Lord, you know. And he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tabernacle over them. They will hunger no longer, nor thirst any more, nor will the sun beat down on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb in the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and will guide them to springs of water of life, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes. Revelation chapter 8. When the Lamb broke the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. Another angel came and stood at the altar, holding a golden censer. And much incense was given to him, so that he might add it to the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, with the prayers of the saints, went up before God out of the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, and filled it with the fire of the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there followed peals of thunder, and sounds, and flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. And the seven angels who had seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound them. The first sounded, and there came hail and fire, mixed with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And a third of the earth was burned up, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. The second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch. And it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of waters. The name of the star is called Wormwood, and a third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the waters because they were made bitter. The fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars were struck, so that a third of them would be darkened, and the day would not shine for a third of it, and the night in the same way. Then I looked, and I heard an eagle flying in mid-heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to those who dwell on the earth, because of the remaining blasts of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound." Revelation chapter 9. Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star from heaven which had fallen to the earth, and the key of the bottomless pit was given to him. He opened the bottomless pit, and smoke went up out of the pit, like the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by the smoke of the pit. Then out of the smoke came locusts upon the earth, and power was given to them, as the scorpions of the earth have power. They were told not to hurt the grass of the earth, nor any green thing, nor any tree, but only the men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And they were not permitted to kill anyone, but to torment for 5 months. And their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it stings a man. And in those days men will seek death and will not find it. They will long to die, and death flees from them. The appearance of the locusts was like horses prepared for battle, and on their heads appeared to be crowns like gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. They had hair like the hair of women, and their teeth were like the teeth of lions. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots, of many horses rushing to battle. They have tails like scorpions and stings, and in their tails is their power to hurt men for 5 months. They have as king over them the angel of the abyss. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in the Greek he has the name Apollyon. The first woe is past. Behold, two woes are still coming after these things. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God. One saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates." And the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released, so that they would kill a third of mankind. The number of the armies of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them. And this is how I saw in the vision the horses and those who sat on them. The riders had breastplates the color of fire and of hyacinth and of brimstone. And the heads of the horses are like the heads of lions. And out of their mouths proceed fire and smoke and brimstone. A third of mankind was killed by these three plagues, by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which proceeded out of their mouths. For the power of the horses is in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails are like serpents and have heads, and with them they do harm. The rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, so as not to worship demons, and the idols of gold and of silver and of brass and of stone and of wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their immorality, nor of their thefts. Revelation chapter 10. I saw a mighty angel coming down out of the sky, clothed with a cloud. A rainbow was on his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. He had in his hand a little open book. He set his right foot on the sea, and his left on the land. He cried with a loud voice, as a lion roars. When he cried, the seven thunders uttered their voices. When the seven thunders sounded, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from the sky saying, "Seal up the things which the seven thunders said, and don't write them." The angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land lifted up his right hand to the sky and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, that there will no longer be delay. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, then the mystery of God is finished, as he declared to his servants the prophets. The voice which I heard from heaven, again speaking with me, said, "Go, take the book which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the land." I went to the angel, telling him to give me the little book. He said to me, "Take it and eat it up. It will make your stomach bitter, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey. I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. It was as sweet as honey in my mouth. When I had eaten it, my stomach was made bitter. They told me, "You must prophesy again over many peoples, nations, languages, and kings." Revelation chapter 11. A reed like a rod was given to me. Someone said, "Rise and measure God's temple, and the altar, and those who worship in it. Leave out the court which is outside of the temple, and don't measure it, for it has been given to the nations. They will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the Lord of the earth. If anyone desires to harm them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemies. If anyone desires to harm them, he must be killed in this way. These have the power to shut up the sky, that it might not rain during the days of their prophecy. They have power over the waters to turn them into blood, and to strike the earth with every plague, as often as they desire. When they have finished their testimony, the beast that comes up out of the abyss will make war with them, and overcome them, and kill them. Their dead bodies will be in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. From among the peoples, tribes, languages, and nations, people will look at their dead bodies for 3.5 days and will not allow their dead bodies to be laid in a tomb. Those who dwell on the earth rejoice over them, and they will be glad. They will give gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. After the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered into them, and they stood on their feet. Great fear fell on those who saw them. I heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here." They went up into heaven in the cloud, and their enemies saw them. In that day there was a great earthquake, and 1/10 of the city fell. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the rest were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past. Behold, the third woe comes quickly. The seventh angel sounded, and great voices in heaven followed, saying, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. He will reign forever and ever." The 24 elders who sit on their thrones before God's throne fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, "We give you thanks, Lord God the Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and reigned. The nations were angry, and your wrath came, as did the time for the dead to be judged, and to give your bondservants, the prophets, their reward, as well as to the saints and those who fear your name, to the small and the great, and to destroy those who destroy the earth. God's temple that is in heaven was opened, and the ark of the Lord's covenant was seen in his temple. Lightnings, sounds, thunders, and earthquake, and great hail followed." You'll remember that back in chapter 5, the book with the seven seals was introduced. No one in heaven or on earth was able to open the book or look into it, and John wept. But then one of the elders told him to stop weeping because the lion from the tribe of Judah, who is Jesus, was able to. And then in chapter 6, the first six seals were opened, and only one remained. But today, in chapter 7, there was an interlude, and 144,000 from the 12 tribes were sealed as the bondservants of God, and a great multitude from all over the earth began to cry with a loud voice, praising God and the Lamb. Now, in chapter 8, try to picture the scene in your mind's eye. There is a great multitude of people in heaven before the throne. Some are those who have believed in Jesus, and 144,000 of them are from the 12 tribes of Israel. There's a multitude of angels, and there's the Lamb, the Son of God, sitting at the right hand of God, who is at the center of it all. And then the seventh seal is opened. Everyone has been waiting for this moment. Everyone is focused on the book. The seal is opened, and there was silence for 30 minutes. For 30 minutes, everyone was still. Waiting. What will happen with the breaking of the seventh seal? But before anything happens, there is silence. Listen to silence. That was just 15 seconds. Imagine 30 minutes. Can you imagine a scene like that with all of those beings, possibly millions, and there is silence? There was such an anticipation and wonder at what the breaking of the seventh seal would bring. And the next thing that happens brings a powerful message. After the silence, at the peak of anticipation, when you know all eyes were on the throne, an angel came and stood at the altar with incense. And the prayers of the believers, along with the incense, went up before God out of the angel's hand. Listen, do you think prayer is important? Do you think God pays attention? Absolutely He does. Imagine the focus of all of heaven here. Every eye is observing the scene at the altar, and no one knows what the breaking of the seventh seal will bring. And they're all watching closely. And a very special angel brings your prayers and mine and lifts them up to God at this eternally important time in history. It is the prayers of God's people that precede the final moments of the history of this world. T.F. Florence, the 20th century Scottish theologian, said, "More potent, more powerful than all the dark and mighty powers let loose in the world, more powerful than anything else, is the power of prayer set ablaze by the fire of God and cast upon the earth." Do you think your prayers aren't important to God? Well, from what we've seen here, I would say that God considers prayer as vitally important. What do you think? Do you have a comment? Let me know. Go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E345 and leave a comment there. Tomorrow is Gospel Saturday, and our reading will be Acts 23 and 24.
It is time for Le Boost.
Roderick is our executive producer today. Thank you, Roderick. He sent in his monthly $50 donation. Thank you very much, Roderick, and God bless you. And also, Roderick, thank you for your Next Step email. I appreciate your kind words. God bless you. And Howie, you remember Howie. Howie sent in a donation of $50 as well. Howie, thank you, kind sir, and I hope you enjoy your trip out to the baby shower for your daughter Brittany and that guy she married, Sean of
San Pedro.
Howie, I wish I could have made it out there to meet you at the shower, but I just couldn't work it out. My guess is that you'll be coming back out in this direction once your grandson is born, so we'll try to work it out then, okay? Thank you again, Howie, for your donation. God bless you. And say hi to Ann for me. And beloved, this is a Value for Value podcast, which means that if you get some sort of value from the show, whatever that value is for you, decide what it's worth to you and return it in the form of time, talent, or treasure. For the treasure part, just go to lifespringmedia.com/support, and you'll find several different ways to donate there. Pick the easiest one for you and take advantage of it. Oh, how much should you donate? Well, that's completely up to you. I suggest you pray about it and then follow the Lord's leading. For some people, $5 is what they feel is right. For others, it's $20 or $50 or $100 or more. What matters is that the number makes sense to you. And speaking of numbers, why not bring this out? My 68th birthday is a week away. Yep, August 19th will conclude my 68th trip around the sun. My announcing this on the show is going to shock the lovely lady Leanne, because I have never given up my birthday on the show, but I really do feel like you and I have become family this year. But keep it to yourself, okay? Keep it between us. On this date in church history, August 12, 1715, Nathan Tate, the British poet and dramatist, passed away, and he wrote the new version of the Psalms of David in 1696, and he authored the popular Christmas carol, While Shepherds Watched Their Flocks. Time for prayer. Steve O'Brien's open-heart surgery to repair four blockages in his heart is scheduled for today, Friday. As of the time of this recording, I don't know what time it'll be, because it'll be after 7:30 this morning, Friday morning, before they can give him a time. Depends on how the schedule stacks up, I guess. To my knowledge, this is really the only surgery he's ever had. He broke his leg skateboarding about 35 or 40 years ago. There's a funny story to that. But I think this is the first time he's had any real surgery. What a way to start, huh? starting in the big times. And there is no news on Kathy today. She's still hoping to be able to come home today. As you know, she's been staying with one of their daughters since leaving the hospital, but she wants to get home. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reminder that you truly do value our prayers. I think that sometimes we forget that fact, but as a dad, I know how I love hearing from my kids. So Lord, help us to remember to phone home to you on a more consistent and conscious basis. Thank you that you love us so much, Lord. Again, Lord, I lift up Steve O'Brien to you. As he's in surgery today, I pray for your will to be done. Steve has trusted you for most of his life, and he trusts you with his surgery as well. Lord, we ask that you be in the operating room and guide every decision that's made. I pray, God, that you would strengthen Kathy so that she can go home today and continue, Lord, to keep the side effects of the cancer drugs to a minimum. I thank you so much for the LifeSpring family, and I ask you to bless each of us today, Lord. Walk with us and guide us as we seek your will. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The website to let me know about any prayer requests or praises you have is prayer.lifespringmedia.com. If you have not yet sent in your The Next Step email to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com, what are you waiting for? Come on. Let me know what you'd like to hear me do in terms of podcasting once the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible season comes to a close at the end of this month. Very important that I hear from every single person listening. Yes, that means you. Yep, you. Send it in, please. Comment on the show at lifespringmedia.com/S12E345. Thanks to executive producer Roderick today and Howie for their donations. God bless you guys. Thanks to the SAT streamers and boosters and boostagrammers. I appreciate you guys. I thank you. I see your boosts and your SAT streaming in every day. Thank you. Thanks to the team, Kirsty, Sean of San Pedro, and Denise. And thank you for sharing your time with me today. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.
Unmatched value.